Morning. And we come back to Joshua. And for Joshua, it is a special role. And our pastor called Joshua. And that's Pastor Joshua like most. And today, the title will be Success to a New Era. And that is a new era. I don't like to make it to say create that is like Moses and take Israelite out of Egypt. And there's a new country, but now that is a succession. Create is very important, but succeed is also important, because when we have continuous succession, then no need to create, especially for develop a new company. Create a new company is very important. And the second generation will get lost if they don't know how to manage it. But succession is more vital. And today, an important moment of Hong Kong. And that is a strong name. Result for the election. We don't think that we have such result, and that is a new environment, new era. For past so many years development, and now succeed to a new environment. God lead us now also to Joshua 1. And for new environment, how to succeed. And I divide it into three paragraphs. The first, verse 1 to 9. And we have to work hard for a new environment. Not only one, but one whole team. And God want to have a close relationship with Israelite. And there's God pass. God choose new leaders for helping their mission. God appoints new leaders. Jehovah need Moses, but now find Joshua to be the good helper. That is another great area, great era, new environment, how to succeed. And the important thing is that is from God. People is important, but more important is God. Not all errors stem from God. And to judges, God did not choose leaders, but they have all trivial problems and in a confusion mode. And so, this start now is start from God. And God appoint a divine leader to succeed Moses. And God chose leader. And choose a new leader. And that is the successor to Moses. And that's important. And I haven't noticed this point. But now, I find that God at work. And history is in the hand of God. God find vessels. And give the mission to the leaders. Especially when Israel go to the desert. And the vision was given to Moses. The plan was given to Moses. But Moses became old and then take away from God. But that's what plan that is plans of God. God have the plan. God not only take the people away from Egypt, they have to have a new era to fulfill God's plan. And God find a new good helper. And then this mission can be succeed. And we have to think and follow the leader and know and fulfill God's plan. And if the leader succeed, then he know God's picture and a good helper raise up. If not, then the plan fail. We should be good helpers. We are not like Joshua, we follow. And not everyone follow Moses. Moses is great. We have the people we follow. Or a ministry. Or an event. And even for a family, we have to follow God. We should be the good helpers for the authority. And then we can succeed God's plans. And in this morning, I find, what's the meaning of good helper? Yes, that is the servant, the server. But when I find the meaning of helper, that's typically, and it impressed me because that is dream, especially prophetic dream. Why it changed to prophetic dream? For prophetic dream, that is the destiny of God. And God used revelation to know his plan. Therefore, be a good helper. Helper should know the mindset of the authority. But we have to be clear of the mindset of authority. If the authority have a new idea, and we have to listen, and slowly we'll follow. And I think about my marketplace. Every time I have the meeting with the boss, not only me, but a team of my boss and the head of the company say something, and then my boss, the secretary, all the people. And when the head leave, and then we continue health meeting, but the mindset, the content of our head, different people have different interpretation. I think that's the true picture. But the others say, oh, that's not. That's totally different. So, that is a very dangerous interpretation. Yes, I'm quite astonished and not feeling safe because we think about how our head think about. And later I know the head, our head, have a very large problem, a large question, a very great picture, maybe for the price of the house of Hong Kong. And that's a problem. But how to handle it? And is there some key points to show us? But we have to guess. Because that is complicated. Everyone have their mindset, their own picture. And no one knows what's the real picture of the head. And we listen. And we think, what's the true picture? Especially for the wedding in the Festival of Tabernacle. Yes, we have different mind, different picture, but slowly, slowly, we have to make the picture more clear. After the first wedding, then we have adjustment. So, we have to be good helpers. We can understand bit by bit. And we have to, bit by bit, know God planning. When there's change of era, and good helpers, yes, it's vital. And one will be chosen. God chose leader. We hope that God will help us, that we can be good helpers, and we can know God's plan. When we have distance away from the leader, but God choose leader and will more distant away from God. And that is the important point here, that the most important thing is, and we should be good helpers for God's leader. And God give us plan, give us the mission. And I read this passage. I read and find all the meaning. And for God's simple message, and ask Joshua, raise up, cross Jordan, and then stop. And that is the two steps, that's command. And then emphasize, be bold, be strong and courageous. Be strong, a verb, and courageous, another verb. And that is a command. And in the first paragraph, that's the two words. God commands is clear. Raise up and cross Jordan. Yes, you have to cross River Jordan. How to cross? And then at that moment, you know, you have to raise up and cross River Jordan. And for God's commandment, it is so simple. We make it complicated only. If you are be bold and cross the river, but we will find many methods to swim, to use each method. There are hundreds of methods to cross the river. But God, simple, cross the river. Be strong and courageous. Be brave. And be firm and be bold. And like wood that is strong, that is firm, we have to face a great problem. And many of the leaders are easily being hurt. And for many leaders, they are frightened. And God like those leaders that are not brave, because God want people to worship Him, to be under God, and that's very important. We should fear God. Many leaders we fear God and inferior, and us so. He was handsome but inferior, and many leaders just the same. So if you are inferior, don't be too inferior. Don't be too low esteem, because God will choose you. And yes, we have to conquer, to curb our inferior. Not only inferior, now you are blessed, because may God may choose you. Yes, Joshua have the extreme, utmost fear. But God tell Joshua, raise up, cross Jordan, river Jordan, be strong, and be courageous. And you know that how fear Joshua is. And that is from Leviticus to now. Moses also remind Joshua, and for chapter 1, Joshua, yes, God remind Joshua. Yes, Joshua was filled with fear. And the second paragraph, that is what the leader should do. What a leader should do. Verse 10 to 15, Joshua commanded officers, you have to go through the camp and tell the people, get provision ready for yourself. You have to go to the land that God giving to them. That is God commands, and they tell the officer, and very clear. And there, that's one paragraph. And Joshua tell Reuben, said to Reuben, the Gadites, and half of the tribes of Manasseh, remember what Moses, the Lord's servant, command you when you said, the Lord your God will give you rest, and He will give you this land. So leaders should follow the past leaders, but succeed to a new leader. And they are on the east side of Jordan. when Joshua succeed to be leader. And Joshua should take note of what Moses' work, and they have to continue. And that's most important, because if Joshua did not follow Moses, then there may be some problem, because Moses said, and now if Joshua change Moses' mindset, then there's a great problem. And that is Moses promised us, and Moses proclaim and give blessings to Reuben, Gad, and half of tribes of Manasseh. And all here. And there's many things that they will quarrel. If Joshua raised up, he had to follow what Moses said. They should know the past leader and succeed. And this, for Moses, I think that's the same. Because Moses promised, and he raised up a leader. He wanted Joshua to fulfill his job. I don't know what he taken. Especially David give the reign to Solomon, and there are three people you have to be aware of. And David cannot kill them, but give to Solomon, and ask Solomon to do that well. And that is the past ancestors, they give the job. But now, the kingdom will be firm. And there are many promise, many job. And we have to take care of. We should trust the past leaders' wisdom when they give them the mission, when they did not finish, and then they have to follow. And all the officer and 16, they answer Joshua, everything you have command us, we will do, and everything where you send us, we will go. We will obey. We'll obey you just as they obey Moses in everything. And may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Anyone who rebels against your order and does not obey your God in all that they command you will be put to death. And the third, that is, officers should give the leader great extent of freedom. But from the point of view of the officer, that is, we have to be submissive. Verse 16 to verse 18. We have to be submissive. We have to obey. We have to obey the leader, so that leader have the full strength, full freedom to carry out God's plan. And officer is Joshua core member. So for all the core members, they have to be submissive, to have wisdom, to follow leader. And that is sacrifice. And why? Why I listen to Moses, then I have to listen to Joshua. Moses is great. And officer thing, why I have to listen to Joshua? understand how to compare Joshua with Moses? There's only a little one. How can Joshua compare with Moses? Joshua only climbed the mountain with Moses. How can Joshua compare with Moses? Oh, Joshua climbed and followed Moses from 40 to 80. But it is quietly follow Moses' words. And now, why I have to listen to Joshua as that of Moses? And the leaders are very mature, and they will say, we know one, and we will follow you, and I want one. I hope that God be with you as he was with Moses. That is continuous submissive obedience. And there is a purpose. That is, the leader can use a great extent his wisdom to complete God's plan with God, together with him, and lead us to a great area. And it is not obey, but because they want to grasp God's assurance, God's blessing, so they obey. So officer is a whole, the whole group is very wise and know to obey. And he knows that a new authority then still obey, because may the Lord your God be with you. And another wisdom is that anyone who rebels against your order and does not obey your word in all that they command him will be put to death. Above all, be strong and courageous. Yes, those not obey, then you have to kill all that put them to death. There is three layer. The first, and he equate Joshua with Moses, the same leaders that he to be obeyed. The second, he know the obedience is bring God's presence, God's glory. And the third have to be example and let the Israelite to follow. And there are three layers, but there are still the fourth, that we have to be strong and courageous. And now, that isn't command. Yes, be strong and courageous. You have to listen. Be strong and courageous. And that is the authority, yes, to tell the staff. And we know that Joshua was full of fear. But here, the officer were willing to listen to Joshua. And they command the Israelites to follow. And officer, they have a vital role to lead the people to follow the leader and then to succeed a great era. And that is to cross Jordan River. And we are for officers, for leaders, is that we follow our leader. If not follow, then the leader will think about, oh, do that, do the other way. Is that the right time? The leader will think. Wait for a month, wait for 1 or 2 years, wait 10 years. And the leader will say, the leaders always pray and follow God. Oh, how the officer listened to me, how to do it. And God will be angry and say, oh, I get all of them. So every role were important. If officer do not listen to the leader will become frightened. And a right leader is very important. Joshua is the finally appointed leader, and that's important. A brave leader is important. And so God chose a fear one to be leader because he will listen to God, but there's a long road for the leader to learn. And everyone will stop if the leader is not be with God. And for our church and for the government, the environment in Hong Kong, and many scenario, many environment, we don't know how to grasp it. We should follow a new era. Everyone is important. And we should be a good helpers. No need to wait. We should be good helpers. We should obey. We should obey the leader. And we should try our best to know God's will, God's destiny. And this era, we will have a new era in Hong Kong. And hope God help us.